At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. Second segment, back on time, like we always do it. Going into break.
You played audio, Coach Rule. What did you blame it on? So, I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around. I mean, everybody.
And I'm okay with not. I'm a fix it guy, right? And there are things that everything that happened Friday night is fixable, which is why you should have some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Right. You're not a terrible football team. You're not a perfect football team, but nobody is. I mean, so, okay, fine. You lost your first football game of the year. You have an opportunity Saturday against a Purdue team that has its own issues. And their issues aren't your issues. They're just going to be the vehicle for how you show that you fixed what's wrong, what was wrong Friday.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole, like, you could go through, if you tell me running game's the issue, tell me, is it who's getting the ball? Is it play calling? Down and distance when you're calling those plays, right. Formations for those plays. Is there a target lineman that you can run behind with more frequency to give your running backs a better opportunity? Okay, fine. Passing game, personnel on the field, when you call the plays that are there, how you're communicating between the receivers. Do you have the right receivers in the personnel packages on the field, right? You asking the right tight end to run the biggest route of the game or not? Okay, can we fix that? Yes, we can. Then tell me, special teams basis, can we fix down and distance, making better decisions, maybe lining up which hash mark we're going to be at? Like, where are we trying to be? Middle of the field? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Do we trust our punters? Do we trust our coverage? Can we make blocks so we can get plus yards on all of this stuff? There is a solution to all of it.
Yeah.
What can we fix if you're the Huskers? When you go into film today, tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure they already watched film. The game is Friday night.
Right.
They probably watched it individually. They've probably met on it, it's time to move on.
Because you know which linemen you have and who you don't. There's some injury issue, but okay, fine. Right?
Well, sure. I mean, that's everybody that played and was able to finish the game. You just got to assume you're playing next week. So, you know, you deal with whatever schematically or execution wise that you need to get better at. You could really probably like pick you know, peach hairs and worry about who you're throwing to at the end. But homeboy can catch, 44 can catch. Mm-hmm. It was just a little bit off. You don't throw a guy like that pass unless he's gained confidence by his teammates and coaches at that time. So that's not really a big issue. I think the biggest thing this week, their biggest competitor, and that's what this. If I'm not sure if they practice today or what, that's who you're facing. The people that you're looking in the mirror is who you have to, that's who you're competing against them with.
Why would they not practice today?
I don't know if they practice. I'm saying if you practice today, it's not as much on Purdue. Well, I assume they practice today. So, I mean, not, all I'm saying is when you're at practice after a game like this, and you've had just say execution stuff on offense, special teams and defense, the first thing you got to do, instead of saying, okay, well, let's just game plan for Purdue, we got to game plan and work on what we need to work on. So whether you did it simulated or go over plays that hurt you, or it's conceptual, or talk about, you know, really, hey, what did you see on this play? What did you see? What was the communication? Okay, that's kind of hairy, because if there's too much talk, say if I'm the coach and say it's like the stuff down at the goal line or any type of defense on the crossing routes, what did you see? Or what were you playing? And if the answers aren't the same, then we need to say, hold, pump the brakes. let's fix this. What's going to be more effective for you and DP, and get on the same page? Or we just need to correct one of you and say, okay, now we addressed it. Now let's go execute it. It's not just talking about it. Then we got to go walk through, run through it on the field. It's no different than a play that, you know, you envision, or for instance, right? So like when we played up there in 97, I'm sure Coach Osmer felt very confident when we ran that boundary option to Mon Green, he was going to have a good play. Well, he took it 80 yards, right? Told him he messed up my Gatorade break. Well, just say you expected that play to be explosive run. Just say 15 yards. Well, say you get 5. Well, you have to walk through that play the same way. Now, the only difference is it wasn't a turnover for touchdown or a busted coverage. So I think you just address those, and then you go back to your same week fundamentals, keep harping on those, keep saying, hey, even though Purdue doesn't have these two running backs, this tight end, those two receivers, this is how they could get to it. It's more of a concept-wise. They could, to get to that route, they could just line up and come out in 11 personnel and have like a H-back fullback, right? And have him in the slot, and then have a true slot to, you know, to the wide side or whatever. And then they could motion in one of their receivers, right? With a slot guy or the wing, and then run the same route. You just don't have the fullback in there. You just run a guy to the flat and a guy to 7. So you got to be able to take care of those in any, you got to think about every way possible. They could start out in 21 personnel and then shift to 12 personnel, and then take the guy off the line of scrimmage, you know, fake motion him back. And then we used to call it blitz motion to the flat, is where they go zigzag and then time it up and go to the flat. You got to do all that because you got to expect you're going to see that. So that's when we played like that, or we, even when we won, that's what we addressed a lot in the beginning of the week. And then obviously we're still game planning on what we want to do against Purdue. Cause you're, you know, I'm sure, you know, have some background, but you got to, you know, hit those things first and foremost, because that's the most important. Because if you think that Purdue's not going to try to test your principles, they're going to test your principles. Oh, and then you talk about off, like, you got a new offensive tackle, right? Mm-hmm. Gunnar Gatula didn't. I'm going to tell you what, for dude just coming off, has he played this year? Oh, well, he played against UTEP, but I'm talking about got into real action. He didn't look out of place.
Yeah, we were talking about before the season started that he looked the part. Right. He looked the part.
Yeah.
I was hoping that, again, with your two bigs healthy, that maybe he gave you a boost or a bump at one of the tackle spots. Cause I thought him inside of Prochazka or Corcoran with Ben Hart gave you a legitimate 5 that you went, okay, yeah, this makes sense. Big Ten football, being able to lean on folks, short space, short steps. When he has to get long is where he has real issue, but he did a good job. So check the box that.
And there's probably things he needs to clean up and things he doesn't really know.
First live fire.
Right.
Like, oh, okay.
So you gotta get him acclimated, because it looks like he's going to be playing. Look, Teddy Prochazka's out for a season. Who knows how long Turner's out, and hopefully he's back. But if he's not, he's got to be thinking, I'm starting for the foreseeable future. Not only because of injury, but because, you know what? My mindset has to be, you're not getting this spot back. Right? I'm going to own this spot. I'm going to earn this spot. It's not just for this week, this season. Yeah. This is mine until I'm done. And so if you have that type of mindset, things can change. And then, you know, everybody's talking about the run game. There were some holes that were missed. I guarantee you there was holes that were missed. I'm sure Coach EJ would say, look, there's some holes that we could have got.
Where's your head and your thinking in Nebraska's downhill run game? Because against some teams, you can stretch them and break them. I thought the advantage for Nebraska Friday night was running downhill, was just getting up on their second level with a quickness. Don't ask them to make decisions.
Yeah.
Pick the hole, blast, get through. What are your thoughts on that? Because it just appeared to me that when they got the 5, the 7, the 6, the 4, that they had found a rhythm running downhill, and then they went, tried to go sideline to sideline, yeah, and got a couple of 2s. And I went, no, they were better when runners weren't thinking and getting downhill.
Yeah, I mean, it's depends on who's running the plays first and foremost. Then it could be sometimes you're running plays to set up. I mean, Coach Osborne ran a ton of plays that were just setting up something else. I mean, you're not going to get Illinois is just not going to let you just 6-7 yard them to death. They're going to make adjustments. Now, I will tell you, they sold out against the run, though. So that lets me know. I wouldn't say they feared Nebraska's run game. That lets me know they definitely respected Nebraska's run game more than what people let on. They run blitz the heck out of them dudes. That what run blitz does is it lessens the like size and brute strength disadvantage that you have at the second level, because I'm already going. Then it puts your defense, and their defensive line played better than I thought they would, but then also gets them on the move, right? And they were very good at what they did. They played a heck of a game where they were stout at the point of attack, especially up the middle, and they were a little sneaky where they would kind of get into you and then slide into their gap. So the running back initially might think he has a two-way go, maybe in the A-gap, and they, you know, they run that like kind of inside zone. Well, then next thing you know, here comes a run blitz, and you're plugging up the holes. But Nebraska ran the ball good enough against the somewhat of a loaded box because they were able to take more chances on the back end.
So is that something that Illinois did to confuse Dillon, to confuse Marcus Satterfield? How does Nebraska combat run blitzes?
Well, you're going to see run blitzes every week, but I think they felt very comfortable playing in zone and mixing up their coverages to eliminate the big play. But then on the other hand, they really didn't stop us from passing the ball. They really didn't stop us from running the ball. They did a good enough job against the run, made enough plays, obviously 50-50 ball in the end zone, some other ones, that they're walking away with like, okay, look, as a defender, and I guess call myself a player coordinator at times when I work closely with Vic and Wade Phillips and Ted Cottrell and all those guys, is like, you're coming in with a game plan where you're like, I wouldn't say, like, obviously you want to come and shut down everything, but you understand every zone, every kind of defense has a little bit of a weakness, and you're okay with it as long as it isn't explosive. So when we're talking about Nebraska defensively, that's why the run games, because we're getting up too many explosive runs. You don't ever want to do that. Whereas Illinois, we're like, okay, if we can really do a good job and contain them from explosive runs, we'll kind of see if we can hold our head above water with our third level or our skill position guys. And they just did just a little bit more than we did in order to get there. And then they really...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You know, got jiggy with it when, got into overtime. You're back. You're, first of all, you start way behind the chains, 5 yards, first 15. And then you give up a sack. Well, now it's piranhas and there's some meat in the water. So that's how it can come downhill. So will Purdue run blitz? Sure. Does Purdue have the same defensive backfield? I'd probably say no. You can't run blitz without guys that can cover, or you feel that can cover, or that can execute a multitude of coverages that come off of that. Now, it wasn't all run blitzes. But they did some, and they were submarine and coming downhill. So sometimes you're just creating confusion by so many bodies up there and doing different things. So you're surviving against the run. And if you're hitting, it's kind of like, okay, here's an example. This might be before your time. When 85 Bears,
yeah, that's before my time.
Okay. So Buddy Ryan had this defense 46 blitz zone.
Young chicken.
And they were killing people. They were running a bare front, odd front, even front, and people couldn't pick up the blocking schemes. I mean, Wilbur Marshall was destroying quarterbacks, and Otis Wilson was doing it. And then you had Mike Singletary and Richard Dent.
Fencing coming off the edge.
They just were doing whatever they want, right? Well, then they went down to Miami, right? And it wasn't a gamble defense because there was a method to his madness because he was a great coordinator, same with Rob Ryan, and that's where Wink Martindale gets a lot of his stuff right now up in Michigan. And, well, they went down to Miami and faced Dan Marino, Mark Duper, Mark Clayton.
On a Monday night.
Yeah.
Boy.
And got lit up like a Christmas tree.
Stretched them out.
So it was Miami was on that night. And Nat Moore, too. Big shout out to Nat Moore. On that night against that 46 defense, and they had no answer because they had the ultimate equalizer if it was on to what the Bears had in at their third level, which was three legit receivers, and you couldn't run 46 blitz zone because you gotta deal with them. And Dan Marino is one of the top five passers of the football of all time. And the defense on their defense was on that night. So, you know, kind of, you know, one of those things. A lot to fix, though. I don't think I would have slept for 3 days.
Yeah, I made the mistake Saturday morning immediately after waking up from late Friday night and looked at it again. And you, that mind of yours, you can X and O yourself into delirium.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just know from a player standpoint, I would have just been.
And the players had opportunity. They had some opportunities. Again, the linebacker play, where there were some tackles for losses that were missed. There were some, you're kind of a hezzy step that got you out of position, allowed somebody to come downhill and get you. There's some of that stuff too.
Yeah, and you remember when I said Illinois, and I used to say this all the time, one of the coaches here, but this is when you play a team like Wisconsin, when you play like Bama, when you play Illinois, when you play Iowa, who's the other like I guess Utah. Mm-hmm. Hey, first of all, no more Mike Gundy. We're not allowed to pick Oklahoma State.
Yeah, okay. I know you're right. To tell you.
You came with your Utah song, so we're going to tip the cap.
Yep.
But when you play teams like that, they're going to line up and they're going to come right at you. See, there
is Michigan.
Okay, yeah, Michigan. Just those teams, right? They're easy. Like the game plan to beat them is easy, but it's hard to execute because you got to stay in the fight and you got to do the simple things over and over and over and make them look spectacular. That means when I'm playing middle linebacker, I got to have excellent feet, excellent eyes, excellent hands, on top of being especially at home, I got to be impeccable with my communication, both pre-snap, during snap, post-snap, sidelines. That's a big, that's exhausting, even me just saying it. That's why they're hard to, you know, like, shut down, because one person, one misstep, one slip, one really good block by a NFL tackle or a pretty much a hope, I can assume an NFL guard and definitely an NFL center, out the gate 98. One little kind of hesitation step for me at the second level. And I've done this before. I'll tell you about the first time I got quadruple scoop my first NFL play. The whole play was going right. I still was looking in the backfield. Taker Trail said, damn, boy, the play didn't started and ended, and you ain't even moved out there yet. But I made sure I was looking sweet, though. You know, I had my tape on and everything, a little towel. So they
called him slow-footed, and then he was like, okay, now.
Yeah. Just didn't want to mess that up.
Yeah, wait, listen. They were saying it. But when I got in that snow and hit him up for 28 tackles, I had a little bit better traction than some other people. But anyways, that's what makes a team like Illinois if you're not on it. Like, if you can go back in, Austin, I know it's before your time. If you go back and Google Mike Singletary when he's mic'd up, and this is when they first did NFL films mic'd up, and he's talking to his defense, he's like, we have got to be on it. And that was when Green Bay had Edgar Bennett, Dorsey Levin, and they were bringing it downhill. That's what he's talking about. We have got to be on it. You know, that's a great, for everybody that's texting in, if you go back and Google Mike Singletary, just that little thing, that just lets you know what a linebacker has to go through. And that's just one play. And that's, you know, and that's not talking about linebacker play. I'm just talking about that's how hard it can be when you play against a really good or really well-coached run team that have two backs that are able to get their pads square and come downhill. And when you think of back in the day, and this is way before your time, I know you're a Kansas City fan. I was joking. I said, hey, them two big backs that they had, boy, they look like they and Christian Okoye and Barry Work coming through them bad boys.
One and two.
Yes, sir.
One and two.
You know, giving people fits. You know, 250, 230. We got to start chopping him down, man. You know what I'm saying? We can't go mano a mano, you know, all day long. We got to chop him down. We got to start getting him with some street sweepers. So, you know, but if you get back to getting, you know, back to what I talked about, making the simple look spectacular, then You'll see like it take off and be like, all right, you know, that was an anomaly, just one game.
That is going to be a full night. Hey, before we go to break, I do want to shout out and celebrate that on this station tonight, on the Brick and Mortar, my childhood dreams come true. Young me will get to listen to that team play from his hometown on his radio station in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Your high school's playing?
No.
Who?
That other team, the one he doesn't claim.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You're playing. Are you claiming him now?
I have to.
Oh, okay. Well, you just changed up from last week, didn't he?
I have
to. He got brand new.
I have to. Jay, how can you flip like a
cheeseburger, like McDonald's.
Here's
like Burger King.
Here's where it was. Young me. All my first heroes outside of my house played for that franchise.
For the Redskins. And, former Redskins, Washington Redskins.
Right?
Yeah.
And that team, that organization, will play a game broadcasted.
There it is.
On this radio station.
Against the Bengals. Right? Who they?
Right? That just imagine 10-year-old me. I get to whisper to 10-year-old me tonight.
Did 10-year-old me ever think the Redskins would be playing against the Bengals when Eminem at quarterback?
No, we didn't know who Eminem was.
I'm just playing. He like the white Wesley Snipes.
We didn't know who Eminem was.
That's pretty cool. I never thought of it. I thought you. Well, first of all, you didn't.
You understand? I'm happy.
You went from like being a blood, then all of a sudden you showed you was a Crip. You understand
what's happening, right? That I'm not in the fan pool for the Commanders. What I'm celebrating is young me. That if I could talk to me and say, hey, one day, this team that you love, because being a part of the organization was one thing.
It's nostalgia. So you hit it three times.
That this station gets to play Washington football.
So it's three different levels of you, though.
There's so many, right?
No, there's three. And then, it's you as a young kid.
Yep.
You as a, like a
working
a,
in adult. The business, yep.
And now as you an owner.
And you're looking and you're just going, wow. Like, this is a day that's big. And then the other side, that tomorrow, as the Royals make their playoff push.
Mm-hmm. They play the Orioles?
They play the Nationals.
Oh, that's a dub.
For three nights.
That's a dub.
Hey, DP, we have to have a conversation about your boy CJ Abrams.
Right? For three nights. I know. I'm still mad about that.
But here's a better question.
For three nights.
You in heaven.
Washington will be on the ticket.
Let me ask you this.
So if you don't think I'm proud.
But let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Middle-aged DP that worked for the Redskins at the time.
Uh-huh.
Watch this, though.
Hmm?
You're stupid. Hey, with Daniel Snyder as the owner.
Right.
So when you used to kick it with Daniel Snyder.
Yeah.
What would this DP be saying? Or what would that DP, ever envision? Now, as a young kid, I could say, you know, listen to your radio, be like, man, I'd like to have that on
my
radio.
That's Jack Kent Cook.
Right.
That's Jack Kent Cook.
Middle-aged DP be like, yeah, what I'd like to have be in there with
Daniel Snyder. I'd like to be able to say, I'd give one of my fingers to Daniel Snyder.
I know which one.
Right. Yeah. And then the Magic Man.
You know what? That makes it better.
Dude. The Magic Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot that. Yeah.
The Magic Man.
So that makes it all better.
Daniel Snyder
is worth the getting Magic Johnson at the end. Who do you picking tonight?
I'm not.
Then what do you mean?
I am the process.
Okay.
The fact that the game is happening on this station.
Won. You already won.
I won.
All right. What about Jacksonville and Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Break them tables, baby.
You know what time it is. They're going down to the junkiest place in the world, and Jacksonville going to beat
Austin,
the break
you
up.
Got to cover tonight, right? You got all this right. This 6 o'clock, right?
All right, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, we out of here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.